Some new science now on the troubling American social problem and public health problem of childhood obesity. A new study suggests that children delivered via C-section are twice as likely to be obese by their third birthdays than those delivered vaginally. How could this possibly be anything more than a statistical fluke? What could the manner of birth have to do with eating habits or metabolism or frequency of exercise years later? It may be the wrong way of looking at birth, though. Part of the science here may be how much doctors are discovering about the significance of what happens during a normal vaginal birth in terms of helping to trigger a baby's immune system, adding crucial last elements to a baby's digestive system, and the like. Let's get into it here. Dr. Matthew Gilman is the senior author of the new study, director of the Obesity Prevention Program at the Harvard Medical School. We're also joined by Rachel Larimore, who believes that studies like Dr. Gilman's should maybe be taken with a little bit of skepticism. Let's begin with Dr. Gilman, though. Dr. Gilman, what is the science going on here?
Well, thanks for having me on to discuss our research findings. In Project Viva, which we call a study of health for the next generation, we enrolled about 2,000 women in early pregnancy, and we've been following them and their children since. And as you mentioned, at age three, what we found that was among the three-year-olds who were born by cesarean section, the rate of obesity was about 16%, whereas those born by vaginal delivery, it was 8%. So this is about a twofold increase in the risk of obesity for children born by cesarean section.
Is this a correlation, or is there an agent at work here that you can identify?
In any observational study, we can't nail down whether it's causal. We have some theories, some speculations about why this might be true. And one of them is about the gut bacteria that we're born with. If we go through the vaginal canal when we're born, we have different bacteria in our intestines than if we are born by C-section. And there's some emerging data that suggests this might be actually related to later obesity.
And that the flora in your digestive system determines elements of metabolism and possibly eating habits or how you digest food, that sort of thing. Obviously questions for further study. Rachel Larimore, it sounds to me like studies such as this are a little bit infuriating to you sometimes, even though they may be scientifically valid.
Well, I try to have a healthy skepticism of all studies, not because the studies may or may not be valid. It's, to me, it's the way that the media tends to sensationalize things. And I was pretty happy when I was reading around about this article that there weren't any stories that came out and said that, you know, having a C-section makes your baby fat, because, you know, sometimes stories like to take the correlation in a study and find cause that the people who are doing the study didn't find. And this seems to be a very sound study, and it makes me want to see more studies, but I would also like to, I just think we need to be careful not to stigmatize women who have a C-section.
Well, let's get into your mind for a moment. You are a managing editor at Slate.com. You've had three cesarean sections. How do you think a woman should evaluate information of this type, and what kinds of questions do you have for Dr. Gilman?
Well, I think that there's a multitude of things that a woman has to consider when she's deciding whether to have a C-section or a natural birth. For me, my first C-section was an emergency C-section, and that had it kind of had a profound effect on me. It taught me that there's no reward for pushing. The most important thing was that my son, who had a scary moment, came out healthy. So for my subsequent pregnancies, it was just an easy decision for me to have the C-sections rather than try to go through that process.
No, and that's perfectly fine. And there are millions of women who have the same situation. Dr. Gilman, would you advise Rachel Larimore how to interpret this data and get some answers for her if she has questions?
There are two points I'd like to make. One is, looking at the study itself, it was important for us to take into account maternal body mass index or obesity, because it's related to both cesarean section and to offspring obesity. And we thought, could this be the explanation? But no matter how we took it into account, we still saw the association. The second thing is why this is important. You know, it's a myth that Julius Caesar was actually born by cesarean section, but we've known that this is a life-saving procedure back to Roman times. But if we fast forward to now, we see that the rates of C-section have actually gone up quite quickly in our country. Now more than one-third are born by cesarean section. That can vary from 20% in some states to 40% in other states. In China, it's more than 50%. In Brazil, privately insured patients, it's up to 80%. So we don't want cesarean sections to be by the convenience of the obstetrician. This is a very important shared decision between a woman, her midwife, and her obstetrician, and we think our results can help in that decision in balancing the benefit versus the risk.
All right. So, Rachel Larimore, this fact or this study goes into the universe of information that's associated with maternal health. How do you evaluate this?
Well, I do think that Dr. Gilman raises an important point that we have we might have too many women having C-sections rather than a natural birth. And I would like to see more studies, and if they're out there and I haven't read them, I apologize, as to why women in this country are having so many C-sections. Is it because we are having women deliver children older and older? Women in their 40s are having children. Is it because more women are obese? As you said, there's a correlation between obesity and having to deliver via C-section. So I think it's an important addition to the conversation.
All right. And additional studies there. Matthew Gilman, what would be the first question you would ask in a study based on this result here before we go?
I want to know if other studies see the same thing, and I want to get into the mechanisms that might explain it.
All right. Dr. Matthew Gilman, the senior author of a new study on C-sections and obesity. He's the director of the Obesity Prevention Program at the Harvard Medical School. And Rachel Larimore is a managing editor at Slate.com. She's had 3 cesarean sections, helping us to evaluate this data. Rachel and Matthew, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.